Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. An alcohol abuse watchdog group finding that underage drinking in Michigan is on the decline, and that's because of new laws that make it harder for young people to access alcohol. To find out just how much of a drop we've seen, I'm joined by Mike Tobias. He's the coordinator of the Michigan Coalition to Reduce Underage Drinking. Mike, thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. Appreciate it.
So how much of a decline in underage drinking have we seen in Michigan?
We've had a good decline in underage drinking since 1997. 30-day use of alcohol has gone from about 51% in 97 down to about 37% in 2009, so a pretty big decline.
Is it from 51?
And we're lower, yes, 51 to 37%, and we're below the national average of about 42%.
So an over 10% drop in the percentage of young people that... Now, is this young people that have tried alcohol or have used it on a somewhat regular basis?
That's high school students reporting using it in the last 30 days.
I see. Now, you know, it seems that young people can get their hands on alcohol if they want in some fashion. What kind of new laws have made it more difficult for them to do so?
Well, some of the laws that have helped reduce this, you know, reduce underage drinking has been actually back in 94, I think, when they passed some zero tolerance laws for youth and made it so youth couldn't have any alcohol in their system. But more recently, even the stuff when they reduced the impaired, you know, the drunk driving limit from 0.1 to 0.08 has a effect also on youth. Keg tagging laws. That's a relatively new law that was passed last year. That should help. We're hoping that'll help keep minors away from alcohol, make it a little bit less accessible.
Now, a minor that's caught in possession of alcohol, that's typically not a very serious offense, is it?
I don't know exactly what the penalty is, but I think there's a provision in there, though, if the youth complies with, you know, the court's recommendations, they can even get the offense expunged from their record.
Would it be fair to say, though, that probably only a very small percentage or minority of Michiganders have had no exposure to alcohol before the age of 21?
Yeah, I'd say probably. I don't know exactly what I think the lifetime use for high school students in 2009 is about 69% report having some, you know, having at least a sip of alcohol sometime in their lifetime.
Now, part of the controversial thing about our drinking age is that people say at 18 years old you can go to war, you can vote, and you should also be able to drink. What's the argument against bringing that age limit down to 18?
The argument against it is the young people's brains aren't fully developed, or we have more information about the brain development and the detrimental effects that alcohol and other drugs have on the brain. We now know that the brain is developing into the mid-20s, so that's kind of one of the main arguments. More and more research is coming out about, you know, the brain development.
You look at Europe, where there's essentially no drinking age, and some say their policies lead to young people being able to learn about alcohol as they grow up and may lead to less cases of overconsumption and alcohol poisoning. Do you think there is some merit to that kind of approach?
There may be, but I know that there's a misperception, though, that European countries don't have a problem with, you know, young people drinking, and that's simply a myth. Britain is going through huge problems right now with, you know, underage drinking and other alcohol-related problems because they've gone through some deregulation of alcohol. I don't have that in front of me, but I know that when you put the United States up against the European countries, we actually rank a lot better than most of the European countries.
Now, it seems that drinking alcohol in moderation is not necessarily the problem. It's more this binge drinking, which seems to be rampant among young people. Why do you think that is? Why do they tend to drink so much?
I don't know. I guess it's a perception of, you know, it's always all fun and games, I think, from the, you know, the mass media promotes drinking as all good times, and they don't necessarily show the bad times. So maybe I think the mass media has a lot to do with it. And the portrayal of alcohol as being very fun.
I'm talking to Mike Tobias. He's the coordinator of the Michigan Coalition to Reduce Underage Drinking. Studies are also showing that young people are now smoking more marijuana. It's no secret many are using prescription medications, some with prescriptions, some without. Do you think that the use of these other substances is leading to less alcohol consumption?
Yeah, I do, yes, I do believe that's part of the puzzle as well. People, you know, particularly in Michigan, I guess we're going to see what happens, but Michigan's recently, you know, passed a medical marijuana law. I suspect we're going to see the, you know, the use of marijuana rise or continue to rise in underage people. And certainly the prescription drugs is a big issue people are concerned about, so I do see some of the reason that alcohol use is going down could be that people are using other substances.
And how do you compare the damage that a young person may do to themselves using these other substances to beginning to use alcohol at an early age?
Well, alcohol is the number one drug problem in Michigan based on numbers, as far as numbers of people using alcohol versus other drugs. Alcohol is pretty toxic to the body. And like you said already, young people don't tend to drink in moderation. So you've got the risk of, drinking and driving, car crashes, fatalities, as well as assaults and rapes and different kinds of crime associated with it. But they're all, you know, in general, drug use, you know, not too good for young people.
Now, alcohol, of course, is legal for adults here, and it's inevitable that someone will begin to be exposed to alcohol unless they have a firm stance against it. What's the best way for parents to prepare them to begin using alcohol and consuming it when the time comes?
Well, I think just to talk to them, you know, often, early and often about, you know, waiting until they're 21 to legal age drink, but also modeling the behavior themselves, you know, not to be drunk themselves or, you know, getting behind the wheel after they've been drinking. Just modeling appropriate behavior is really important.
And when you look at the reality in college campuses where people are doing beer bongs and shots, there's certainly plenty of drinking happening there. Do you think there is an issue of reality versus the ideal of having people not drink until 21? And should there be some kind of a compensation made for the fact that most people do start drinking in their late teens and early 20s?
Well, the research is really clear that the 21 minimum legal drinking age saves lives. And as a public health, you know, policy, it's one of the best. And so we certainly support 21 as minimum legal drinking age. I want CME to change that if that's what you're getting at.
What are kids drinking generally? Is it mostly beer or hard liquor or?
I think of, you know, I'm not sure exactly, but I think some of the sweet sugary drinks, the flavored malt beverages, seem to be very popular with youth. The Mike's Hard Lemonade, those kinds of products seem to be particularly popular with younger drinkers, female drinkers.
We hear of situations of parents hosting these parties for their teens, and sometimes they allow alcohol to be there. Do you think parents are maybe sometimes too permissive in that?
If that's going on, I definitely think it's too permissive. We do hear of situations that happens, and every now and then somebody gets prosecuted for that. I believe there was something not too long ago in Kalamazoo where maybe a mother was, you know, was brought up on charges of providing to a minor. So it's definitely, we support, you know, parents locking up their alcohol, keeping away from their children.
And finally, we used to see these cigarette commercials all over the place. Those are, of course, now gone. Do you think that all the beer and liquor ads that we see on television have a huge impact on young people deciding to drink?
Yes, they do. I believe the Center for Alcohol Marketing to Youth has kind of proven that the more youth are exposed to alcohol ads, the more likely they are to drink. So they're starting to get some more research on that, but there's definitely a relationship all the marketing and promotion that goes to the youth see and whether or not they'll drink.
Michael Tobias, coordinator for the Michigan Coalition to Reduce Underage Drinking. Mike, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.